The seventh day of the blessed month of Berumhat, the martyrdom of Saint Philemon and Saint Apollonius. On this day in the year 305 AD, Saint Philemon and Saint Apollonius were martyred. Philemon was the singer and Apollonius was the flute player in the service of Arianus, the Christian-hating and persecuting governor of Encina. Philemon and Apollonius were close friends, and they desired to receive the crown of martyrdom. One day, Philemon went to the governor and confessed to the governor that he believed in the Lord Christ. And so Arianus ordered that he be shot with arrows, and thus Philemon received the crown of martyrdom. Afterwards, Apollonius came before the governor, and he also confessed his belief in the Lord Christ, and Arianus ordered that he too be shot with arrows. But while the soldiers were shooting arrows at Apollonius, one of the arrows glanced back and struck the governor's eye, and that happened before some Christians. One of the Christians told the governor, "If you take from his blood and applied it to your eye, you would regain your sight." At the beginning, Arianus did not believe this, but because of the severe pain and the loss of his eye, he took some of the blood of Saint Apollonius and smeared it on his eye, and he immediately regained his sight. He regretted much of what he had done in tormenting the saints over the period of time, and he believed in the Lord Christ. Apollonius also completed his strife and received the crown of martyrdom. May the prayers of Saint Philemon and Saint Apollonius be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, Saint Mary the Israelite was martyred. This saint did not know anything about the Lord Christ, and she lived a sinful life. The Lord sent to her a holy man, who preached to her and revealed to her the way of salvation and the faith of the Lord Christ. He told her that the soul has to give an answer about all of her deeds on Judgment Day, according to what is mentioned in the Old Testament. When Mary heard these sayings, she was fearful and trembled, and grace moved her heart, and she asked the holy man, "Would God accept my repentance and pardon me for my sins?" And the holy man replied, "If you believe that the Lord Christ came to the world for the salvation of mankind and was crucified on our behalf and died and rose from the dead on the third day," she repented and believed and was baptized with the holy baptism. When the governor found out about her, he had her brought before him, and she confessed her faith in the Lord Christ, and she was steadfast in her belief. He tried to change her resolve by promises and threats, but she refused his words, and he ordered that she be tortured, and finally he had her beheaded, and thus she received the crown of martyrdom. May the prayers of Saint Mary the Israelite be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.